cigarettes, spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
And Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L.
The only cigarettes that give you valuable premium, again present their show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall, Robert Bernard, Jeanette Nolan, John McIntyre, Morton Bowe, and Tommy Dorsey's famous swing band, which start things off with a brand new number, Jammin', with a chorus by Edith Wright.
Down to your toes, a marvelous jam band gets you in the groove, and your knees begin to move. And before you know it, you're jamming. Take your highbrow ballet music and slam. What we want is a legend of jam.
In music, swing is king. In cigarettes, Raleigh's rule as the popular favorite of millions of smokers. Raleigh's are a prized blend of the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos, but they don't cost any more than ordinary brands. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips if you prefer.
Or if you like a cigarette with a bit of mild menthol added for refreshing flavor, smoke Cool. Each puff is cool, yet none of the fine, full tobacco enjoyment is lost.
And don't forget your dividends. Raleigh's and Cool's carry valuable coupons good in the United States for beautiful, useful premiums. Every carton has extra coupons. Why not buy union-made Raleigh's or Cool's from now on? They're the only cigarettes that give you a dividend-paying coupon. Radio City and Broadway are only a block apart, and yet they're almost in two different worlds. And it just occurred to the Baron that he has been taken up so much with his radio triumph that he's been unconsciously ripping Broadway, where he got his start. In fact, he hasn't been on Broadway for years. So tonight he's decided to give his old friends the thrill of their lives by strolling up the gay white way in person. We find him accompanied by Charlie, stealing out of his big limousine in the side street a half block from Times Square. And here they are, Charlie Cliff Hall and the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
You know, Charlie?
What?
When I think of the hundreds of my old Broadway pals,
yeah,
who've been waiting all the time to congratulate me on my great success, I realize how selfish I've been to stay away.
Ah, but they'll all be so tickled to see you, they'll forget that, Baron.
I don't see people running.
No.
I guess no one saw me get out of the car.
Sure.
But wait till we hit Broadway.
Sure.
I hope they don't tear my clothes off for souvenirs.
Oh, well, you know, that's one of the penalties for being so popular.
Yeah. Look, coming up the street, Charlie.
Who is it?
Five, Charlie. I used to wear three clothes like that myself.
It's a funny suit.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
That fellow, well, this fellow's wearing a Mae West vest.
What do you mean, a Mae West vest? Well, come on, tell me.
It keeps saying to a stand.
Yeah.
Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Oh, a Mae West vest.
Yeah, see, that's my old agent.
Your old agent, eh?
Just wait till he recognizes me. Will he fall all over me?
Very well.
Wait, don't see. Hello, Phil.
Oh, hello, Baron. Been away?
Yeah, you... What?
Out in Hollywood, I suppose, trying to break into pictures. Well, if you don't hit it, just give me a buzz. I might be able to get you a shot at the radio. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Charlie, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
He don't even know that I'm on the air.
Ah, there, Baron. He's probably been drinking.
Yeah, but... Oh, here comes someone who'll know about me.
Yeah?
He's in the radio himself.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hello, Nick.
Oh, howdy, Sam.
Sam?
Wait. I know the face. Don't tell me. Oh, sure, the Baron. What are you doing now?
Yeah. What am I doing?
Well, maybe I shouldn't have asked. But cheer up. You'll get a break yet. Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up. Oh, come on. This is Jonas Street, Baron. Let's get on Broadway fast. And here we are. Good old Broadway.
And what did I tell you?
Yeah.
Look at this crowd rushing at me.
Oh, sure.
Charlie.
What? What is it?
Charlie. They went by.
Oh, sure. That's Robert Taylor just getting into his car.
Well, Baron. How are the Raleighs at the cool?
Alec, by golly. Charlie, here's what? Someone who didn't forget me.
Fine.
And he knew me when I was practically a bum.
Baron, you haven't changed a bit. Say, you know, I remember that collection of old weather-beaten jokes you used to make them laugh at in the old days. You remember that?
Yeah. But do you hear my jokes on the radio now?
Yes, Sam. You haven't changed a bit. Well...
Well, Baron, maybe if we tried the other side of the street, we'd get on.
Sign my autograph, Baron.
Indeed, I will. do you like to come to my broadcast?
Oh, yes, sir. Better than any of the others.
Well, thank goodness I've got one fan anyway. And why, miss, would you rather come to my broadcast?
Oh, I can always get a good seat. But, no, I don't think I'm coming anymore.
Why not?
It's too lonesome.
Oh, come on, Baron.
Just a second, gents. I just bumped in from the West. How about a dime to go to Lindy's, huh?
Lindy's restaurant?
Yeah.
Well, what can you get there for a dime?
A cup of coffee and some jokes for my next week's broadcast.
You a radio comedian?
Oh, yeah.
Do you mean to think they let Tramp go on the air?
You ought to know, Baron.
Well, they're certainly recognizing you now.
Yeah, only somehow it just didn't turn out like I planned.
No, I guess so.
Charlie, I haven't been so unhappy since the old days when I had no job, no friends, and I wore shoes three sizes too small for me.
Well, that must have been agony. Why did you wear shoes three sizes too small for you?
Because that was the only happiness I had in those days.
What was the only happiness you had?
When I got home at night and took off those shoes.
Oh, that was happy, I see.
Mr. Ghost Goes to Town with Tommy Dorsey in the orchestra.
Ah, come on, come on. Cheer up, Baron. You've had some mighty happy times on this old Broadway. When you and Eddie Cantor and Georgie Jessel and all those other kids were playing in school days for Gus Edwards, remember?
Yeah. Those were the good old days.
Oh, of course, that was a long time ago. I hadn't even started appearing on stages yet.
No. Those were the good old days.
No kidding, Baron. Remember when we broke in our first act?
Yeah, we sure laid plenty of eggs. Didn't you?
You mean we were a big hit, wasn't I?
Wasn't I?
And after all these years, still together, working for Raleigh and Cool Cigarettes.
Yeah, two great careers.
Yes, sir.
Going up in smoke.
Going up. You know, I was quite a singer in those early days.
You was a singer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you was a short. You know, you had a short stop voice.
A short stop voice?
Between second and third base.
Oh, baseball joke, eh?
Yeah.
That must have been a two-gagger.
No. That was a home pun.
And in those times, the country wasn't so brainy, but it was more patriotic.
Yeah, that's better.
It's better to be patriotic than brainy? Why?
Well, because, Charlie, if you're red, white, and blue...
Yes?
What does the gray matter?
What?
The gray.
The gray matter. Get it? Yeah, yeah, don't explain it to me. I know what it means. Well, come on. I'll tell you what we do. Let's pull our hats down and see if Broadway itself has really changed, huh?
All right. High class ballet here. High class ballet here. Just as nature made up.
Just as nature. Did you ever go to a burlesque show, Baron?
Yeah, and when I came out, I wish I had my money back.
You mean you didn't like it?
No. If I had my money back, I could have gone in again.
Oh, I see. That's beautiful.
Diamond and Palace, 200 beautiful hostesses in Paris gowns.
Oh, look. Here comes Edward G. Robinson, the picture star. See him there?
Yes.
He grew to be a star overnight. Absolutely grew up overnight.
Just like an adventure story.
An adventure story?
The public was in the mood for the Robinson type on the Robinson style.
I know, but how does that make it an adventure story?
Because...
because what?
That's why Robinson grew so.
What's that? Robinson grew so. Oh, Robinson grew so.
Try a cool orange drink.
He fooled me too.
A first run teacher picture, frontier love. Oh, she married an Indian and got a squaw deal.
Yeah, a squaw deal? Oh, look, Baron, in that restaurant. They've got midget waiters.
What have they got there?
Midget waiters.
That's a smart trick, Charlie.
Hold on, wait a minute. I don't get it. Why do they have midget waiters?
That makes the sandwiches look bigger.
Oh, the midgets. Yeah, I understand.
Come up. Sure.
Oh, Ned. Right. See over there? There's Walter Winchell.
I don't trust him.
You don't trust
him? I don't trust him.
Well, why not?
Every time you tell... Everything you tell him goes in one ear and...
And what?
Comes out in his column.
Oh, nice reporting, Baron.
Yeah, no, Charlie. The old street, well, the old street ain't the same.
Huh?
I've seen everything tonight for the fortune teller.
Raja, the mystic of ease, tells your past, present, and future.
Well, Baron, there he is.
Say, mister, how much you charge for a fortune?
For you, my good friend?
Yeah.
I make it very special.
Yeah.
$50.
$50?
Why, you...
Wait a moment, my friend. You also get this magic ball, which changes to the substance you pay me in. If you pay me in gold, it turns to gold.
Gold?
If you pay me in silver, the ball turns to silver.
Ah, but Baron, you haven't any gold or silver with you.
No, but I have it, Charlie.
You have it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Well, come on, tell me. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give him one of your checks.
Yeah?
And we'll bounce the ball home.
Oh, my God.
Take down my heart.
Voice of our tenor Morton Bowe singing For You Alone.
Take garden fair, and let it be while yet it's crimson glows, an emblem of the Lord, I proudly, proudly
find the disillusioned Baron hailing a taxi. He's decided to spend the night at the Hotel Commodore, where, as a friend of Tommy Dorsey, who's playing there, he figures he'll be treated with the respect his station in life commands.
Hey, taxi! Taxi!
Wait, just a moment, Baron. They won't take us in at the Commodore without baggage. After all, we have no reservation.
Listen, Charlie.
What?
Any friend of Tommy Dorsey's has to run up the blade.
Really?
Tommy told me so himself.
Oh.
Over there, he's number one.
Oh, well, if that's the way it is,
I want a cab, or will you give me lodge signals?
Oh, come on. Tough guy. You better get in, Baron. Come on. We can talk on the way over to the Hotel Commodore, huh?
Yeah.
Over 42nd Street.
Where's 42nd Street?
What? You're a taxi driver and you don't know where 42nd Street is?
No, but it's okay, buddy. I'll take you to 21st Street twice.
What? But listen here.
Stop the gas. Get back in the cab.
Well, driver, go straight ahead for 3 blocks and turn to the right.
What's he stopping for?
While the red light blinks, I can make no time. We turn on green, if you know what I mean.
Oh, say. The fellow's clever. He talks in verse.
Yeah, I hope he's got something to rhyme with a punch in the nose. He's going to need it.
Oh, quiet. Here we are, driver. What's the fare?
40 cents for that little drive with a quarter tip at 65.
Thanks a lot for the little trip. Here's 40 cents. You get no tip. So you see, that verse that you thought was good has turned out worse. Then you thought it was.
Oh, that's very good. I like that. That's very good. That's very good if the sponsor likes poetry.
Well, a couple of days ago, he wired me to impersonate a poet.
Impersonate a poet?
Yeah, here's the telegram right here.
Wait a minute now. He wired you to impersonate a poet? Let me see that. What does the telegram say?
Try to be Whittier on your next broadcast.
Whittier, the poet.
Whittier, he's a poet?
Sure, I see it. Well, here we are anyway.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. You have reservations?
What did you say?
Yes, you had a reservation.
No. Just give us the best in the house. We're friends of Tommy Dorsey.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll have to ask you to pay in advance. And, where's the house detective?
Right here, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, you'd better search these men, McGurk. They're friends of Tommy Dorsey.
I didn't know he had any friends. All right, up with your hands.
Wait, what's going on? Why is it up with your hands?
What is that?
Say, I thought Tommy told you that he was number one.
Yeah. He forgot to mention Public Enemy.
Public Enemy, yeah.
That's what you forgot. Yes. But listen, Mr. Detective, this must be a mistake. Listen, Mr. Manager, we mean Tommy Dorsey, the band leader. Here, the slip horn player.
Sure.
Listen, I think that's him now. Yeah. Oh, yes. That's Tommy, all right. Wait. Now you'll be sorry. Here comes Tommy now. Watch him when he hears how you've treated us. His friends. And with him, friends are friends. Oh, Tommy.
Oh, yes. How do you do, boys?
Well, you'll pardon me. I'm entertaining.
Well, I'll talk along. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. What is that toodaloo?
Well, with a head that thick, you'll have to toodle.
Oh, sure.
What's that, Tommy Dawson?
Say, this hotel job has turned his head like a doorknob. Well, here comes Edith Wright. Ask her what happened to him. Nothing could turn her head. She's real.
Yeah. Edith.
Pardon? Oh, yes. You're that Baron person, aren't you? So sorry I haven't time for a chit-chat. Well, as you say in Paris, au revoir.
Oh. What is this?
Sorry. Did we have a drink?
Wait a minute. There's Morton Bowles. Maybe he can tell us what this is all about.
Morton? I'm scared to ask.
Come on, ask.
Morton Bowles?
Yes, my good man. What? I'm Morton Bowles, the famous tenor. What do you see? My autograph?
Charlie, I give you my word. This is the finish.
Yeah?
I'm about to make change.
What do you mean you're about to make a change?
I'm going to break this tenor into 2/5.
Yeah,
two. Stop it, Baron. Stop it. Stop the bellhop. This form is down on it.
Oh, I'm with you, Baron. I'm with you. Am I hitting anyone?
No, but keep swinging, Charlie.
All right.
They may get cold from the breeze.
Oh, look at the Baron throw those punches.
Doubt number
5-1. They're all in a tangle.
Oh, wow, what a punch.
He knocked that fellow out for sure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stop counting, Charlie.
What?
It's me.
Oh, well, never mind, Baron. Never mind. I'll get your damages for this.
I got damages enough. But I need his repair.
Oh, I see. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Here comes the general manager. He'll press charges against these ruffians. Now, you hear that, Baron? We may be arrested. Our fate rests with the general manager. And here he comes.
Aha!
We're lucky.
Sure.
It's boring.
We certainly are in luck. He'll get us right out of this.
Perkins, eh? Lock him up. Come on.
No, wait. Boris, it's us. Look at me. It's me, the Baron.
Where did I see that face before? No place. Take him away.
Boris, please. Don't you remember only last week at the circus?
I saw you at the circus?
Yeah.
What cage were you in?
What cage? Listen, you Russian lowlife.
Now, calm
me. Please. I wasn't in any cage.
No?
No.
Well, you'll be in war now.
Here's the wagon.
All right, come on, out you go. Book them for a 1,000 battery, Mike.
All right, get in there, you two. Come on, inside. Okay,
Phil. We got company anyway. Who's this guy?
Oh, just a crackpot. We call him Goofy Guts, don't we,
Jack?
I don't know.
He'll be all right.
Does he laugh like that all the time?
Oh, all the time. He laughs at everything, don't you, Goofy?
How do you like
it? He laughs at everything?
Sure.
Well, our evening wasn't wasted after all, Charlie.
Well, how do you mean it wasn't wasted? Come on, tell me.
Give that guy a ticket for next week's broadcast.
Oh, but no.
Tommy Dorsey, the Sultan of Swing, and his orchestra playing I've Got a Note. Thank you. I want you all to meet the most versatile man in the studio. He will help me describe the premiums you can get with Raleigh and Cool coupons. Introducing... Our sound effects man. As you all know, only Raleigh's and Cool's carry valuable coupons good for a wide choice of handsome, practical gifts. Let's thumb through the illustrated catalog and hear a few premiums. For example... Well, that's the platinum-banded glass cocktail shaker. And the set of six glasses being filled. Now, over on the next page is... Did you get it? A complete poker set with cards and chips in a solid walnut case. Now, what's this one? Listen carefully. That's the Hammond electric clock. It never makes a sound. Test your ear and memory on this one. Right. You hear us setting up the Deluxe bridge table. And one of the best premiums of all, a 26-piece set of Oneida Community Par Plate silverware with service for six, including... Including soup spoons. Folks, there are dozens of useful premiums you can save for. Just smoke Raleigh's. Raleigh's have an excellent flavor all their own, yet they cost no more than ordinary brands. Ask for Raleigh's with plain ends or cork tips.
Or if you enjoy the refreshing flavor of mild menthol in a cigarette, smoke Cool. Each puff is soothing, relaxing, refreshing.
Pick a winner, folks. Smoke Raleigh's or Cool. And save those coupons. Again next week for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, including Morton Bow and Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. This is Paul Stewart speaking.